Yes, they did. Now on my daddy's side, they come from England.
What
do
you mean they come from England?
You can't prove it for me, but there was a. I believe not daddy's daddy, but his daddy. He come from England, and he left there when he was 12 years old.
So that'd be your great-grandfather?
Great-great-great-grandfather, I think. And he's buried out there at Hopeful, I think. And, first grave out there. And he used to live over there. Now, I've heard Uncle John talk about this. This is what I wanted you to see him about. And he lived over there somewhere where Bob Cox is living, in that block house down there below Uncle Press.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle John lived in that log house, and he'd go up there and talk to his grandpa a lot, and said he'd went up there and spent the night with him a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But he left England, and his mother wanted him to be a shoemaker. And somehow or another, he didn't want to make shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to school with him that morning, walked up to the top of the hill. And it seemed like she knowed he wasn't ever coming back. Because he said that he stood there on the hill that morning, that she knowed he was dissatisfied. And said that she waved her hands far as she could see him.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going to school, he went to Liverpool. And he stole his way on a ship in a barrel. And they found him, but they're too far out to take him back. But they said they'd take him back when they got him over here. And he got away from them. And he come to Florida. And he started a family in Florida. I think that was back at the time the Spanish Indians were down here around Silver Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sick one day. I think he stayed in that war 3 or 4 years. He was sick, and they told him not to go. And everyone that went out that morning got killed. That's the only thing that saved his life.
This is an Indian war?
Yeah.
This was your
grandpa's daddy's dad.
Okay. And he came to this section.
That's right. He come back up here. And he bought all, got in charge of all that land. I don't know where he bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Where he signed up for it. But from daddy's from that 40 that way back, all the land that goes around by Hopeful Church, and when you got there,
mm-hmm.
he had some on the other side, and he had Uncle John's place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been ever since. He had his place.
Mm-hmm.
Now what other land he had, tell me he used to own that grand. One time, not grandpa, but his daddy, used to own 1/4 of these Stuckney Springs. He also owned some land out there. Now, how come I'm going to let that get out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Must be a pretty old family
around here,
because I kept running into
the
name,
yeah.
But I didn't know it was one of the first family to come here.
Must have been.
What about on your father's? Where do you think they came from?
The Markhams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's a large family too.